Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm choking to death. I'm Ebony. How are you?
You do got a collar on that t-shirt.
This collar is...
That never happens.
Especially when a bitch is gaining weight. I'm getting a little bit of weight. So this shirt is tight. But this is what y'all get when y'all get me and I'm not prepared. And I said that I wasn't going to have... Calling me now, but I'm back. But next week, Ebony will be back. I can tell your future.
You can tell our future.
What you want to know?
What you drinking?
A Walarita.
The same shit that you was drinking last week. Just halfway gone, you couldn't wait. What is that one? It's pink. No, it's pinker. What's that
one? Exactly, because last one was pink.
I know. What is that?
A Walarita.
Is it made with watermelon?
The watermelon stick has turned pink.
Oh, okay. I am sipping wine.
Oh, I love how you... Okay. I didn't get the memo, but okay.
I'm sipping wine. So
my drink looks exactly like last week. Same straw, same stick, same everything. I know my future.
Anyway. So I cannot believe that there are still people out here giving people AIDS.
Oh, they is.
Acting like it's nothing.
Like it's a common cold.
I understand and I realize that there are now drugs that can make this undetectable in people, mm-hmm. but it don't matter. You still need to be wearing condoms. You still need to be protecting yourself and protecting the people that you love or that you with.
Make my head itch. Mm-hmm.
If you give me AIDS, that means you don't love me, and that's all I got to say. Yes, there's no way you can ever say that you love somebody and you give them something that they can't never get rid of.
Not at all. Not ever. No.
So the reason why I'm saying this is because I know this is a story. It's probably about 2 weeks old, but it was in the news. This Tallahassee man was charged with giving his wife, WIFE, HIV.
That's crazy.
Knowingly giving it to her.
I wonder. Now,
she's a pretty healthy person. And so she didn't have any reason to go to the doctor to even know, because first of all, he's been knowing that he's had it since 2014. It's 2023.
Girl, that is...
You've been married to him this whole time, and she's had very good health. I don't know why she hadn't had any blood work done on herself during this time. That is not my business. She may not have insurance. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. She's been pretty healthy until this time she became pregnant. And when she found out she was pregnant, of course you have to get blood work. And that's how she found out that she was HIV positive.
Does the child have it, I wonder?
I don't know. I'll read. But anyway, this 36-year-old man, Tallahassee, Florida man, is facing charges for knowingly infecting his wife with the virus.
It felt so bad.
He was arrested. This was 2022. So this story is a little older story, but I just found out about this shit. So anyway, the couple was married. And court records said that prior to their wedding, the husband and wife were both tested for sexually transmitted diseases. And he told her his test results came back negative. So she didn't even see them. So you married?
Oh, he made my hair wrap come down. listen, Linda. We over here. We go to the doctor at the same time. I'm looking at his papers before he can even look at them. How you not be? I'm sorry. Like, what y'all are we comparing papers? We comparing results. Ain't no fucking way. He's a scumbag. Dirty. What does he look like? Oh, nasty ass.
This is.
I can only imagine what he looks like being from Tallahassee. I'm not that people in Tallahassee look away, but I got to say, they be looking away.
Let me see.
Actually, find his picture. I'll be having to look away.
Let me find his picture. Okay, I got his picture.
I got her picture in his picture,
but I really got his picture. I got to screenshot it so I can blow it up.
When we lived in Tallahassee, I didn't have not one boyfriend.
You didn't need a boyfriend in Tallahassee anyway.
I didn't. Remember, I had just that my manager at work.
Yeah.
Talked to me. Michael, what you doing out with life? You still managing?
Did I tell you that when me and Char, when we went to Cicely's wedding, we drove through Tallahassee and went to the actual old apartment and everything?
No.
It's like completely gated up, like they're about to renovating it. So, but it looked exactly the same. You could still hear the alligator babies and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Everything looks exactly the same. The store, the corner store is still there. Nothing has changed. The houses, everything still looks the same.
That is.
They haven't crazy. Upgraded anything. It still looks exactly the same.
That is crazy to hear.
Yes.
It's disturbing. 30 years ago.
But it was like under renovation, so there was no one living there. It was just all gated in. So I'm curious the next time I go by, next time I drive that way, I'm going to have to go by and see just to see what it looks like. But anyway, let's get back to this motherfucker. This is what he looked like.
Oh my gosh. Mm-mm. What's she look like? Because I'm disturbed. I've got to do. Oh, I'm looking. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry that happened to her.
You know, she did an interview. Or she didn't do an interview. She just recorded herself telling her story. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to sound mean, but she sounds like she's not very educated.
Does she sound maybe young? Like, how old are they?
She sounds like she's very young, a little naive, and not very educated. The words that she uses, how she pronounces things or mispronounces things.
It's Florida. You know, that's how they talk down there, Gil?
I mean, they do talk different in Florida, but well, I do know that
type of vernacular.
It's a true statement, but she's,
Yeah, I
don't care how she sounds. I don't care what her educational level is. She did not deserve to marry somebody who was already infected. And first of all,
when I
first got married in Oklahoma and I had to do a test, we had to present that test to the court. So I wonder why in Florida they just go by the word of the person. I took the test and it was negative.
Why y'all have to take tests?
You have to take tests to make sure that you're not getting into a marriage with somebody with syphilis, giving somebody STD, starting your marriage out nasty.
I didn't have to do none of that when I got married in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, you didn't?
No. Maybe they changed that when.
What year did you get married?
2013. 2012, 2013.
Oh, yeah. I got married in 97, so.
Goddamn.
It was 97. Your ass. But when I got married the second time, I didn't have to do that in 2011. Mm. I didn't have to do that. But I was in a whole nother state.
God damn.
But yeah, the first time I got married, yeah, we had to go take, my dad took us to go get our blood test and everything before we got married. Anyway, so I'm just, so anyway, this same gentleman, so the story, not only did he marry her knowing that he had HIV, passed it to her, got her pregnant, now the baby got HIV, and she found out, she found out through, yeah, he got HIV.
What? Just because
he has HIV, the mom has HIV, they have an HIV baby.
That does not mean the babies be having HIV.
When both parents have HIV?
No, that does not mean. Nigga, everybody got to have HIV for one person to get it from each other. So the babies don't be having it sometimes. Babies don't be having it.
I don't know. I'll research the baby, but. I think the chances are pretty high that the baby have HIV. But not only was this man doing that, you know, she said she found out that he was into men because she had went through his email and she had seen all these pictures or something, like she saw pictures of men sending their body parts and stuff like that. So that's how she found out. But not only is he
having sex, ass was getting dick pics.
Yes, but not only was he having sex with other people, he was having sex with her father. So you done marry me, knowing you have HIV, gave me HIV, possibly done gave my baby HIV, and you have sex with my daddy. That means my daddy got HIV too. Possibly.
You said he's had it since. That is crazy. Both him and the daddy need to be shamed in this scenario. You've seen both of those trifling ass, nasty ass dirt bags. I feel bad for her. Not only
did she lose her husband. I didn't like the fact that, you know, they didn't tell us his name.
Dirtbag, motherfucker. Or motherfucking dirtbag. That's all we need to know.
Because I wanted to shame him by name.
No, I'm not going to call his name. I'm not going to call his name.
He is trifling as fuck.
That's crazy. I'm so, wow. I don't know. I feel bad for her.
To spend the rest of your life with this disease that you just thought you was marrying a man that you loved.
Damn, and do you forgive your dad for this, or do you just let that relationship die?
Forgiving nobody. If anybody gives me some type of disease that I cannot get rid of,
because in all actuality,
we gonna probably be together forever for the rest of our life, and I'm gonna make your life a living hell because you gave me this disease.
Oh hell no!
Because I'm not about to go give it to nobody else.
Just because you have it don't mean you're gonna give it to somebody else. Now you know. Now there's medicines.
I know. I was just
playing. Biktarvy or whatever that damn medicines. I see the commercial all the time.
I mean, he wouldn't want to be with me. I wouldn't be with him. I would just talking shit. I would not be with him. I used to say that all the time. If somebody give me something, I will not. Because I would be trying to kill you every day. Every day that I wake up or anytime I have a complication, I'm going to want to kill you. So you don't want to be nowhere near me.
What's that song? Nothing means everything. Is that it's my name and one's gonna say, anything, it's just gonna say. I'm trying to think that's that commercial. God, but it's in my head. Anyway, I can't. I would probably see red
every day.
This is how you'd be talking to me. You would be talking to me like this behind some fucking bars, because I don't believe that I would be sane enough.
I don't either. I really don't. Just protect us. That's all I gotta say. Just protect us. That's it. If you're going out there, you're doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing, just use protection. Protect us. That's it. That is it.
Yo, have you seen Swarm?
Yes.
I would go on a killing spree. I would go on a killing spree. Okay? I would be a killing spree.
Yeah, that was... I mean, it's been mixed reviews, but I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I thought it was crazy as fuck.
I thought she acted her ass off.
I'm gonna actually watch it a second time because I think there must be some things that I didn't, that I missed. And the fact that it's, you know, I Googled to see if it was, you know, really based on real events. Really is a story. So, like, you know, that made it even crazier.
It did. She acted so well. I loved her. I love Chloe. I love Damson. All of it. I just thought it was wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish was great. I thought it was really great. Really, really great.
It was good. Mm-hmm, yeah. So anyway, shame this dude. That's what we doing.
And her daddy. And her daddy's raggedy ass.
So one of our listeners sent me this story that I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
A surgeon in Italy is under investigation by the country's top health officials for mistakenly amputating a patient's penis after incorrectly diagnosing him with a tumor.
What? First off, he thought his dick was a tumor? Or was it on the dick? I'm so confused. I need to know exactly what happened. I need to know I need to know what that person was like when he woke up to feel his junk was gone.
Okay.
That the doctor was a 30-year-old
urologist performed the operation to remove the urologist. Tumor. A month after diagnosis, the man believed to be in his 60s with cancer. So they thought he had cancer. So the report suggests that the penis removal operation went down without a hitch until later analysis revealed that there was no reason for it to have occurred in the first place. The devastated patient is now seeking compensation.
He probably wasn't even using his ding dong anyway. But let me tell you this, that happens because when I was watching The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah and LL Cool J, she had an MRI, and that MRI had a spot on it, and she thought that doctor said you're gonna die. So maybe that's what happened. Maybe there was a spot that he really thought it was an honest mistake.
Okay. I have never had cancer, and I hope to never have cancer.
Oh, no.
But my mom had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was first diagnosed, she had to go get a second opinion.
Yes, and a third.
And she had to go get a third opinion.
Absolutely.
Okay? So to take the word of one person,
I'm gonna keep getting opinions. Which I'm gonna keep getting opinions.
After the third doctor was like, she does have breast cancer. Okay, then we acted. But
I have to get four because that third being uneven like that would do something to my brain. But I hear what you're saying, but I don't know why he would trust a urologist in the first place.
If it's a penile cancer, that's what you will have to do. They know all about the vessels and the urine flow, and that's the person you want to do. You don't
have some family doctor
cutting off from your penis.
It would have made no difference. It cut off anyway. Whoever seen it. The urologist didn't do him no better. He should have went to a hematologist.
So because he got his penis off, do you think that he just told him to go ahead and make it a vagina?
No, I think that, this is what happened. That 60-year-old old man went in there to that urologist. He had a big old thing. That urologist saw that, was hating, and was like, I got something for his ass.
So you think because he was hating on him, that's the reason why he cut off his penis.
Because people be thinking hating. Like that. If I was a surgeon, And thank you, Lord, for not blessing me with any type of real career. If I had was a surgeon and somebody came in there, bloop, 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 oh, I just left my boobs, all that stuff. I was like, oh, okay. You do? I think you need to get checked. And of course, you probably going to that person for years. So you probably trusted them.
You are a horrible person.
I am.
You can tell they got some kind of something so you can cut it out. Bitch, you is mean.
Oh, that's what you like about yourself? Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Oh my goodness. The thought just occurred to me. Whatever their favorite part, whatever they loved about themselves.
That is mean and horrible. That is the worst thing you've ever said.
You don't need to be vain. You don't need to be vain like that. There's better things out in the world. That would be, see, this is a movie. Let me write this concept down. Is this a movie? What could I be called?
Doctor. Fucking crazy, insane. You're crazy. So anyway.
Dr. Perfect. Ooh, Dr. Perfection. Dr. Imperfection. Yes.
That's so the doctor basically told him that it was a life or death situation. And life that's why death. They had to remove his penis.
Life or death. Why didn't he get a second opinion?
They cut off his penis and left his testicles.
So he just got some danglies. I have never seen that. Is there a picture?
Do you know what that would do to somebody's self-esteem? You don't have a dick, but you have testicles.
Oof. I need to know what. I need to see. There are things I need to know. I need to know if his thing, I need to know what it looked like before the surgery. I need to know what it looked like after the surgery. Because several things could have been the reason. I think that doctor was malicious. I don't think that, although I just said that it happened to Queen Latifah now on last holiday, I do not believe that this surgeon, this urologist didn't have cruel intentions. I just think he did. There's no way. Ain't no way he still saw what he saw when he went in there and he saw that it wasn't. He just said, oh, we already in here. We might as well just take it off instead of closing it up. And you know, when you're about to have surgery for something, you keep going to the doctor. You got cancer, and then you don't just go the next day and they do something. You keep going. They prep you. You keep going. They test your blood. They take more x-rays. They do more tests. They should have checked his levels. His, not his pH levels, but PA levels. There's shit that has to be done, man. That urologist didn't do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, that old man was either, something's wrong with him, or something's wrong with both of them. Because something ain't right. The math ain't mathing. I don't believe
that,
it.
What's the that would just look like? Be so terrible. That I feel sorry for that man, and you know his self esteem, his everything, his whole manhood is gone. Like that's what makes you a man.
I don't feel sorry for him, and that's not what makes you a man. It's not. Let me just say this.
When was the last time you was a man?
Let me just say this. Because there are men with very, very small penises. Very, very small.
The thing is, they have a penis, bitch.
But having, yes.
Okay, it don't matter how small or big it is. Having a penis is a man.
But just because you don't have it anymore does not mean you're still. What are you then if you don't have a penis?
He don't. What is he?
A man without a penis. Just like no. If a woman don't have, just like if a woman doesn't have her breast anymore, that doesn't mean she's not a woman. She's still a woman.
Breasts don't make women women. Vaginas make women women.
Oh my God. Boobs.
Everybody is born with breasts. Men have breasts. Everybody's born with breasts.
Yes, but people like to say, a woman, you never heard a woman say, I just don't feel like a woman because if they take my breasts, I'm not going to be one anymore. Women say that all the time.
A woman ain't a woman if she don't have a vagina. Breasts don't make a woman a woman. Vagina makes you a woman. That's your sexual
if
organ.
My vagina can't get cut off, but if my vagina gets sewed up and it grows closed, because it's been sewed up for so long.
Then you're a Barbie doll.
Then I'm a Barbie doll, exactly.
You're a Barbie doll.
Then he's a fucking Ken doll.
No, because Ken don't have testicles.
God damn it. Ken, they don't have balls either or dicks, but they still a male Barbie. No, so that's what he is. A male Barbie. Fuck, thank you for proving my point. Shit, thank you. Bitch. Fuck. Get me all riled up over here, bitch. He's a Ken Barbie. He's a Ken doll.
So
that's funny. Let's move along.
Shame on this motherfucking 30-year-old urologist. Shame on the fuck on him. I hope he loses his license.
I would never trust a 30-year-old. If I go to the doctor right now, my doctor's 30, bitch, I'm walking out. Bitch, that's like Albany, Ivory, Stefan, any of the kids. You fucking trying to cut on me. Negative. You ain't been a doctor long enough, bruh. I need somebody old as fuck. I'm not letting no 30-year-old do shit to me. Mm-mm.
So you know another young lady has turned up dead at Fort Hood.
Yes. It's an epidemic out there with that.
First of all.
Yeah. An epidemic it is.
You know how when like there's so many bad things have happened at a installation, like that you should just close that motherfucker down?
For sure.
I feel like Fort Hood needs to just be shut the fuck down.
It's like it's...
I can't even go through the list of sexual things that have happened at that base. They had a whole trafficking ring. They had a whole prostitution ring. Mm-hmm. They've had several young ladies come up dead. Mm-hmm. Like...
Didn't they have men suicides there or shooting other people there?
They've had all kinds, yes, when people come back from deployment.
Yes.
Yeah, they've had all kinds of deaths, like shootings, killings. It's just been...
I would hate, people say, if you go to Fort Hood, you go there to die, pretty much.
I mean, eventually that's what I feel like that's what it's turning to. Like, that is like the shame of the Army. Like
yeah, I would never. Ooh, if they say that would send me there, I'll be like, no, please. I'll go to fucking Kuwait, Ukraine, fucking Russia, any place before. Please don't send me there.
I mean, I would be scared as a young lady to get stationed there.
Yes.
Like, I mean, even some of the men, like, you know, there's been all kinds of it's just violence and sex and scandals. And I know personally two people who have lost all they rank for sexual deviant acts.
It's like
the
worst of the worst. It's like when you don't want to put them out, so you just want to put them out the way type of. And I hate to say that because I know everybody there is not bad, but.
Everybody is not bad. I mean, I've known some people that are from there. You know some people that are from there that were stationed there and that are fine. And I'm not saying that it's everybody at Fort Hood, but I'm just saying that is the stain of the Army. Like, shut it down. Y'all been closing Army bases and Air Force military bases. Shut it down. Like, at this point, like...
How long has she been missing now?
I think, when did this first come out? When did this story first break?
I'm surprised it hasn't got more attention because I haven't heard anything about it. You know, when Vanessa came up missing, it was everywhere. They got a story about it.
The reason why you haven't heard anything about it is because when it came out, the whole thing with Donald Trump came out. So, you know, they always have another story to overshadow something else, so you won't pay attention to what's actually going on. You know, so that's why it's been overshadowed. And you know, she's not a white woman.
She's not.
That's what she is. If she was a 100% white woman, then it would be all over the news and then everything would be shut down. But because these are brown women that keep happening to them,
they
don't care. The world, it's like the world don't care.
We got to get the word out.
And the Army is saying that there's no foul play, there's no evidence of her death. So she's basically AWOL.
That's exactly what they said about Vanessa, and she was in that damn barracks dead.
How you gonna complain about being harassed and then come up missing? This is no different. It's the same storyline, just a different girl.
That is crazy. I'm shaming for Hood.
Yes.
That's sad.
It is terrible.
Send a prayers up for her and to her family that they get closure on this, that they don't have to live with the not knowing.
I mean, they found her dead.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not alive.
Where was she dead? Where'd they find her?
Army launches a probe after female soldier found dead.
Oh, they found her dead on the premises.
I don't have the details. But they said it's under investigation, and they're basically saying that they don't suspect any foul play. I think it's a crock of bullshit.
It's bullshit. Her family needs to fight and stand up for her.
They do.
Just like Vanessa's parents.
I hope they do.
They need to get with Vanessa's parents and her sister. And y'all need to be walking the streets protesting just like I did for Vanessa.
Yeah, I just don't understand how these women just keep coming up missing and keep these things keep happening. I mean, they found her 5 days ago.
They don't care.
March 13th, which was your birthday. It says Fort Hood said Thursday that no foul play was evident so far in the ongoing investigation into the March 13th death of Private Anna. I don't know how to say her name. Vasluda Ruiz. Anna Ruiz. I can't say her middle name. She's 20 years old.
She's a baby. I think that when you... you have to do, and this is for just a PSA to the all women that are in the Army, all women everywhere. Like, you just can't go to your top person at work or for the company you work for, going to your immediate supervisor, going above them. You have to tell the people around you so that they know who to tell. Like, hey, the such and such Private Johnson has been harassing me at such and such and such.
But I will say this, Ebony, there is a chain of command. There's always a chain of command, and you have to go within your chain of command. Not saying that you can't tell other people. You can't find the sharp person. There are people set in place, but they do always ask you to go within your chain of command when you're reporting
I'm saying I understand that even in a job you have to do that, but that shit doesn't work. Like, I've been a product of work sexual harassment, and I am the one who got fired. Thank God I didn't end up dead. But I'm saying you follow the chain of command and nothing happens. I'm not saying don't follow the chain of command, go through the chain of command, but also tell your family and friends so that if something, if you do
definitely, turn up dead, definitely tell your,
I know that you went to such and such. I mean, take a recorder in there with you if you have to in your pocket, record on your phone and leave your phone, take a different device. I mean, like you got, there's got to be a way to hold these people accountable because nobody's being held accountable when these types of things happen. You have to take things into your own hands.
They're not even revealing how she died. Right. Like they won't even say how she died. If it's not foul play, then how did she die? They won't even say it. The army won't even release how she died. So her family does not even know how she actually died because the army will not release that information.
That's what I mean, and that's the thing. Like, it's the army's like the police. Like, who is policing the army? Who is arming the army? It's no, like, it's just not, it doesn't make sense. Like, I want my child's body so I can get a separate autopsy done than what you fucking said before y'all try to cover some shit up.
They probably done already embalmed her and did everything.
Exactly.
They probably done did everything so the family can do their own private investigation. They probably done did all of that. You know, the fact that it's been exactly 3 years since Vanessa, you know, was found dead. Now this another Latin woman is, you know, it's just, I just hate the fact that with us women, the people just don't care about us. And then the fact that she's a brown woman, it just makes it even worse. Like,
I don't care that we're women.
Now she's a brown woman. That means that she's even further on the list. Like we have, our lives have value as well. Like,
let me say this.
It's just so sad.
These people don't give a shit about us. We are here basically to be like everything those women were on The Handmaid's Tale. Like, they feel like we have no other purpose than that. They're taking away our reproductive rights. They're taking away all the fucking rights. They're giving, and I don't care, y'all can add me, they're giving men who just become a woman who haven't even been a woman a year fucking awards. They're telling us because we're women, we can't say that we're natural women because we are fucking natural women. There's no, there is a such thing as fucking natural women. They're saying we can't be fucking proud of that. We can't use certain terms and shit. Fuck that. Like, I'm so done with that whole just a woman can't be a woman and a woman is what, there's no such thing as, I'm sick of that shit.
Right.
Like, there are some things, like, I've let so much shit pass, and people have the right to love and do whatever the fuck you want to do. But when you're infringing on us, when essentially it's men taking over women's rights and becoming women, thinking that they're becoming women, is not the same fucking thing. You can't bear children out of your womb and have a fucking cycle. You're not a woman. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick and tired of them. And I just can't. I'll get off my rant hole before we lose all types of listeners. I love transgender people. I love everybody, but why y'all trying to erase us at the same time?
Yeah.
You're trying to become us and fucking erase us. And that is not fair. Like, you don't have to, it's just like how they say black men don't have to put down black women when you want to be with somebody else because you want to be with somebody else. If you want to be who you are, be who you are. But you don't have to shun us because we're here.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm fucking tired of it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So I agree with what you're saying. I mean, we can't say anything anymore about anything because, oh, if you say that, that means that you are against,
exactly,
you know, transgender, or you're against gays, or you're against this. And it's not, like, we should still be able to, are you a natural woman or not? Like, that is, there's nothing wrong with saying that.
Yes. That,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
At all.
So y'all be who you are, and I'm going to continue to be a natural woman and a phenomenal woman. That's me.
Well, our prayers go out to Anna.
Anna's family, because I don't want you to screw that woman's name up anymore. That you
her last name is Ruiz, so I can say the last name, but the second name, you know, Hispanic So they have the two last names, the one from the mother, one from the father. The middle name, the second last name, I just botched that up, but Ruiz. Yes,
Ruiz.
I just think that, I think it's terrible, and I our prayers go out to her family and stuff. Absolutely. And I hope that they find out the real true reason, you know, what happened to her, because the army ain't never going to tell the truth.
Stop letting y'all's women stop going into the military anyway. They don't give a shit about y'all in the military. But anyway, go ahead. That's what I'm saying. Blame on alcohol. I know y'all gonna do what y'all wanna do, but fuck that. Y'all know how much I've had to fight while y'all been in there. And ain't shit changed since you've been in there. So I think
Hey, they can now wear their nails and their hair in different ways now. They building some ground.
Ooh, I can wear my falsies and my false hair. Ooh. Or have it down on my, it's touch. Okay. Now y'all don't have to look like men in there. Y'all can actually be a natural woman. Okay. That's not a fuck enough.
All right. So moving right along.
Say my name. Okay.
Yep, I was about to say it.
Okay, go ahead.
Say my name.
Okie dokie. So we have ladies. This has slowly become my favorite podcast. Thank y'all for being so real. Thank you. Okay, so here's my story. I am a single mom of two twin girls that are teenagers that haven't had sex yet. They are 19. I'm thinking about doing a boosty thing. I'm thinking about doing the boosty thing and getting them a stripper with a little sum extra. What do y'all think? It's 2023. Don't judge a bitch. I'm gonna do it anyway. I just wanted to hear what y'all were gonna say. I just want to hear y'all talk about me. Sorry, it's the alcohol. I'm laughing my fucking ass off. I love you hoes.
Well,
you know, I think the boosy thing. I think the boosy thing is getting a stripper for.
Mom said that if Stefan had not lost his virginity, shortly after his 18th birthday, that she was going to hire a stripper to take it from him. I don't really know how I feel about that, because I was just like, what?
I think that's like a rite of passage for men also, that of fathers and uncles doing that. I don't know how many mothers do it for their sons, but I do know a lot of fathers and a lot of uncles that have of boys that have missing fathers.
I would not want my child's first time to be with a stripper. Now, this is why I say this, and I'm not calling all strippers hoes. I'm not saying you lose. I'm not saying anything, but I feel that strippers are experienced, and I'm not putting them in the whole category. I'm going to say experience with stuff that I don't want my child, the first time they have sex, to have all that experience.
So you're saying you don't want Superhead to walk through the door?
I don't want my son to have his first experience with a Superhead. I don't. I need him to have his first experience with some girl that's fumbling around just like he's fumbling around.
But these are her twin daughters. She said twin girls.
So she's about to have two strippers.
Right.
I wouldn't want my daughter. And the daughter shouldn't want that. They're 19. They shouldn't want that.
Do it, bitch. Do it. It's not
our business. How about that?
It ain't your business. She made it mine. Do it, bitch. Do it.
It ain't your business. Leave them alone. Let them find somebody who they feel is worthy of giving their virginities to.
If they mama think, okay, ooh, this is going to sound ugly, what I'm about to say, but so what? If the mama thinking around these lines, the kid, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. They probably like they mama, and forgive me, writer, Ebonite, I'm sure she's a ratchet mess. So okay. I'm sure.
So the only reason why these two 19-year-olds don't have somebody lined up, are not interested either. There are two scenarios. They ugly than a motherfucker and not attractive and don't nobody want to fuck them. So you got to buy somebody to fuck them.
Let me tell you something.
Or two, they're just really, really, really not ready. So leave them the fuck alone.
I know the ugliest set of twins. I don't think I've seen the ugliest most set of twins. So I'm not talking about the two you're thinking of, but I think you know these two.
I know you weren't talking about them.
Yeah, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the other set of ugly twins I know. Their names start with a D.
Mm-hmm.
You know them?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ugliest twins I know. Hey, if your twins look like this, definitely do it, bitch. Or maybe they lied to their mama. Maybe they been ran through. Maybe they tag team the people.
I'm just saying it ain't none of the mama business. Now, if these daughters was about to turn 30 and they were still virgins, bitch, then go buy them a stripper. They are 19 years old. Leave them the fuck alone.
She probably wants them to have some experience before they go to college. And it's like, let me give you some experience.
I mean, I had a child that was in college that didn't have a, that was still, they still had their virginity. Like, I don't, that ain't your business. Leave them alone. Just give them the tools to let them know what's safe and what's not safe. Like, come on now, leaving them alone. Just leave them alone. Because what happens if they get turned out and they follow this motherfucking stripper all over the goddamn world? And strung out on this damn stripper that done did everything with him. And then now you're like, oh my God, I can't get her away from him. Like, you open up this can be
reversed. The roles could be reversed and they can have a stripper chasing after them like I had one chasing after me. So,
bitch, you wasn't a virgin, bitch. You was already seasoned.
Ooh.
That's the difference. Leave these babies alone. These young ladies, they ain't babies. These young ladies alone. They 19 years old. Leave them alone. Yeah. Leave them alone, mom. Go hire the strippers for yourself.
Damn. Oh, bitch, where's my cat? God damn it, I can't get a word in age-wise. I can't find my thing. Who the fuck is it?
Good. Because you, no, that's ring for sex. Yes, exactly.
Exactly, ring for sex. This is what this is.
Whatever.
Now, shut the hell up now.
No, I don't want to shut the hell up because this mama is out of line. She is out of line. You are out of line, mother. That's why that shit was blurry and they can't see it. The closer you hold it up to your screen is blurry.
It doesn't matter. They see it. Look. It's my turn to speak. Shit. Shut the hell up. God damn, the voice is annoying. Mom.
You out of line.
Got my thing all twisted and crooked. I say, do
you
it. Do it. I think that you should. She said, we got this letter. It's probably already done. Call us back and tell us what happened. 205-308-8304. Mom, let us know what
you
happened.
You out of line.
We love you too, hoes. She said she loves us, hoes. We love you too. But we need for you to tell us what
happened. Your whole ass is out of line.
Did you go through with it? Did the daughters go through with it? Did they think it was crazy? Did you end up doing a stripper yourself? What happened, girl? Tell us what happened.
You out of line. 100%. Yeah. Leave them kids alone. Anyway, before we get off, let me do this toy review. I was trying to show y'all this toy last week, but I didn't have all the parts and pieces, so I had to show y'all another toy. So this is the toy. It is.
It's a Build-A-Dick.
What?
I said it's a Build-A-Dick. You didn't have all the
parts.
No,
it's a clitoral vibrator. It's only for your clitoris.
Okay, go. Carry
this
on.
This is it.
That looks like something the dentist would use.
This is it. It's only for the clit. And it comes with two little applicators. You can put snaps right on the top. You can use this one. And I'll turn it on in a minute. I'm having a hot flash. You know how to give me a second. And then it comes with this other one that looks like this. So I'm going to turn it on.
Oh, so we see it.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. That's the one I wanted you to see, and I done clicked off of it. Look at that.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Okay, toy. Am I lopsided? Because I feel like I'm... I am. Like,
look at that. All right, so I'm going to change the applicator on it to this other one so you can see what it does. That's the other one.
Oh, this is wild. Oh, goodness.
It's pretty strong.
Oh, that's cute.
So anyway, this toy, it's got like waves and I think it has like 12 different things it does. Anyway, it's an excellent toy. It's just going stronger and stronger. Anyway, it's a really, really good toy.
I like the chrome and it seems like it. How many speeds does that have? You know, all the other ones we have in like 9 and 10 speeds.
Okay, so this toy has, let me see. No, I gotta read. It has 10 different speeds and it is waterproof.
I like the waterproof toys.
And it also can fit, you can also insert it in your vagina to stimulate your G-spot. You can also use it as an anal toy.
Yeah, that's what I was definitely going to say that because it's just smooth edges.
Yeah, and it's small. So because it's so small, it wouldn't hurt.
Oh, and that's good for men.
Yes.
Everybody can use that toy.
Yes. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So it's also good for nipple stimulation as well. So it's super high frequency. And like I said, it comes with the two silicone heads and it is called the Beatrice. And it's, like I said, it's a clitoral.
Why they name that Beatrice?
Beatrice. And it's the clitoral vibrator sex toy made by SVAKOM.
I think I'm going to order one of those.
This innate, the reason the this toy is designed to help and stimulate squirting. Oh. So
it wants you to piss everywhere, basically.
Hmm.
So it wants you to piss everywhere.
Yeah, so that's what it's designed for.
No. Nobody wants to piss everywhere.
So if your woman can't squirt, you can't get it a squirt, and you want to get it a squirt. This is what
you put. Wants to be pissy or pissed on.
So I give this toy a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10?
A 10 out of 10 plus 10 because it's got these two little applicators and because it does so much and it's super powerful.
Yeah, it can go in your vagina. It can go in your booty. It can have the little add-ons. It can do your nipples. Hey.
Yeah. All these little things. This is like everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Shody.
All right. Well, take us out. That was my toy review.
All right. I like that toy. That was a good one. The Beatrice. I like the Beatrice.
You can follow $40.
$40?
Yeah, she's $40.
You should have sent me that one instead of the other one.
Nope. Nope.
You can fall on the that shit. I'm bothered.
The other one was more economical to send. The one, the $40.
You said that other toy was cheaper.
A lot of people. I'm not sending $40 toys to everybody.
No. I didn't say you had to send it $40 to everybody. I said send it to me.
Okay. I'm going to pray on it.
What would Jesus do? Yes. Anyway, you can follow Naturally Unbothered.
He would say, thou shall use your hand.
You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. We welcome the feedback, the comments, the show ideas, Ebonites. You know how I adore your advice requests, so keep them. I think I hide the alcohol. My water Rita has got me sweating, and this my head garb is out of control, so my head is itching. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas, Ebonites. You know how I adore your advice requests, so keep them coming. 2023 has not let me down, so thank you for all of your. Keep them coming, y'all. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. I know we're your favorite podcast, so make sure that you're watching us on YouTube, that you're subscribing, you're rating, you're leaving a review, so that you are made aware every time we upload new episodes every Thursday by 9 a.m. We don't really be in the comments no more because y'all don't be in the comments. I'm tired of talking to myself. So when y'all jump back in the comments, I'll jump back in the comment. Buzz me at 205-308-804. Let me know you want so I can get on, okay? If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. We have coffee cups. We have shot glasses. We have teas. We have tanks. We have caps. We have all kinds of stuff. And we also have other designers. So go check out the other designers that we have on our link. But get our stuff, buy our stuff, and buy our stuff. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear me. Y'all know what I'm saying. So www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com. Click the merch link. 205-308-804. If y'all think Shari should buy that toy for me and send it because she did not give me anything for my birthday nor my anniversary. 205-308-804.
Happy anniversary to you.
205-308-804. 205-308-804. She's just not telling me happy anniversary. It was 4 days ago. So
actually, I told you happy anniversary. I did. I just didn't call you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, ask her what she got me for my birthday. Exactly. People always want you to buy them something for their birthday, but they ain't even thought about you for your birthday. Oh, now we're quiet. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to Naturally Unbothered.
So tell all your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
All right, y'all. Until next time.
I got a reveal for y'all. Next week, I'm going to have a reveal.
Oh, okay. And I have a first date this week.
Okay. So next week, y'all going to get my reveal and y'all going to get her. What we didn't talk about was, let's just talk about for 2 seconds. Girl, all this drama with Tamar and this new engagement that she's engaged now to this white boy. I don't know his name, but it's off of Queen's Court. I've only seen one episode, but what dummies spilled the beans before the end of the show? It's only one episode in, maybe two, three, I don't know. But y'all already revealed who the fucking, who didn't got engaged. Now I don't even want to watch the rest of the show. What's the damn point? We already know the ending. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Tamar is engaged to this guy. He got 5 kids, 4 baby mamas. He white. He from New Orleans. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. But I guess she's turning up all types of drama because, you know, she comes with that. She comes with drama. And so she's been talking about how she wants to do things with his kids and she's happy to do things with his children, all that. But his baby mama came out and said, they're going to be doing that with my kids. I don't know why she acting like she do. Pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what she said. So Tamar on this Beyonce's internet line about what she's doing for other folks' children. Now, Tamar. Now, I don't know what type of parent she is. But she don't seem like the type of woman to take on somebody else's children and be motherly to them. But I don't know that lady business. I'm just telling you what I see on TV. And what did you? Congratulations to Evelyn Lozado.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. She got engaged. So to whoever she got engaged with, who's on that from that same show. What I didn't appreciate about Evelyn is that she got on there talking about Chad Ochocinco and how she thought she was scared for her life because he headbutted her that one time and she had to get out of that relationship. Now, I don't know what happened in that relationship, but what I do know...
Yeah, she just wanted... She, you know what?
She was crying. When it comes to her,
I am so indifferent when it comes to her because I feel like I always liked her until mm-hmm. the incident. Mm-hmm. And then once the incident happened, I was like, you know, that's a fucked up situation that occurred. But I don't like the fact that she constantly tells people, I don't want y'all in my business. I don't want this. But then I'm trying to move on. But as soon as she is presented on another show with anything, she always says, well, you know, I was abused and I was this and this is what happened to me. Like, you don't want that shit to die. Like she has right. 100% made that a part of her persona. So it is now who she is because she continues to keep putting it out like that. And
10 years ago, this shit was 10 years ago.
Like she won't let it go. Like the world has moved on, but she is stuck in absolutely. A place. And I'm not saying I don't want anybody to think that I feel like if you've been abused, you should just move on. No, she constantly is telling people to move on past the situation. She's grown. She's grown past it. She's this and this and she's evolved. But as soon as she gets the opportunity, that's the first thing that she throws out. And that's the reason why I say what I said. I'm not talking about other victims, other people that had the circumstances happen to them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about her and her only. If you are putting out in the environment that you are over something, we know that you probably are not over it, but you're telling everybody that you're over it. You want everybody to stop talking about it, stop bringing it up because you've moved past it. Then I need you to stop bringing it up, talking about it. And every opportunity, anytime she wants to cry victim, she's like, because Chad had butted me. Like, I'm tired of hearing that shit.
Right. I just want to say,
like, I like her, but I hate that part of her.
Right. And I just want to say, I love you, Chad Ochocinco. Congratulations on your new baby that you have with what I was saying. And I love Evelyn. Mm-hmm. I like her. I do feel like when it's convenient for her, she does play victim. She got this new show. She needs a storyline. She needs to tell somebody something. She was
I
just had to get out of there before he killed me. I was like she actually said that. I was like,
because as the years have progressed,
it's getting worse and worse.
Character is getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Right, with her,
whatever the storyline is, she needs it to have. So I just feel like it happened. He admitted that it happened. He mm-hmm. apologized. You like it's all been acknowledged that it happened, but now it's just the story has turned into something else because you have continuously keep adding and making up stuff to it to the point where he don't even address it no more. And who could blame him? I wouldn't address it no more either.
And he has moved on. He is getting remarried. If he hasn't married this new lady already, he's got a new baby. He doesn't have time for this shit. He's a good father. He's on a new show or he's doing something at FAMU now. So look, ain't nobody got time to start dressing up old stuff.
She won't let it die.
If Rihanna and Chris Brown can get over it, so can you.
First of all, no, because every time he does something, they bring that up too. Like,
yes, stop shaming Chris Brown with his big old pretty teeth, big thing.
The stuff happened. We're never going to not know that the stuff didn't happen. However, if you claim that you are moving past things and you don't want people to bring it up, like I'm tired of it being every time I get an interview, somebody always want to ask me about it. Well, you always bring it up. That's why people keep asking you about it. Stop bringing it. You stop talking about it and the people will stop talking about it.
Also, one other thing I want to address, and then we can, because we have not addressed this, And I just want to say it. Maybe we did. I don't care if we did or not, because I just want to say it because I've had my waterita and I want to say what's on my mind. So what I wanted to say was, y'all stop shaming Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors for the pictures that they took, because there was nothing wrong or gay about those pictures they took. I appreciate seeing.
That was so funny.
I'm not talking about that. You talk about that thing that I sent you in the thing. Somebody banged that shit. That was hilarious. But no, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about I'm talking about they had a photo shoot and their pictures are just like, they just some pictures. You gotta look them up on Google them in the picture. But anyway, they ain't nothing wrong with them pictures. They just took some pictures. But that, what I sent you, was funny as hell, because it looked like Michael B. Jordan was really singing. That was funny as hell. Now that was hilarious. But somebody did that.
They didn't do that, but that shit is funny as fuck. Because everybody knows that damn song.
It's a white girl and a white boy who did that song, and that shit is funny. Then they did it.
First of all, it was hilarious. I will say, out of all of the memes that have been done with the song, every single one that comes out with that song, it don't matter who it is, it'd be a home video, somebody's mama and daddy or auntie and uncle, or just anybody that does it, it'd be, every single one of them has been funny. I've not seen one that has not been funny as hell.
Hilarious. They'd be on point. The song is a classic.
It is.
So everybody already know the words. So all you have to do is just act it out. The shit is
great. I just seen the picture. So, and as soon as I seen him, I was like, oh my God, I gotta listen to this. I gotta see it, because I know it's gonna be good. And I don't care who did it. It's funny as fuck. That shit is funny.
I think I was trying to see if I can get my husband if we could dress up like that for Halloween, man.
That would be so dope.
If I could get him to do it, because we both laugh at all those memes. Listen, there's one more thing I want to say, and this ain't got shit to do with the podcast, but it's since we on this rabbit hole of TikToks and stuff. There's this one family who does theme songs to TV shows, mm-hmm. or they'll do skits from like The Color Purple, whatever. But they did the Different World theme song. Mm-hmm. It's like a mom and her two kids and maybe a sister and a dad. Mm-hmm. Every single last one of their things have black shoes in them, like black church shoes. They might have a kid one and an adult one. But like on The Color Purple one, the shoe was the meat. So the man had the big shoe on his plate. The kids had the little shoes for their plate for The Color Purple. The shit be funny. I'm going to find them and I'm going to send them to you, all of them, tonight.
I'm going on a rabbit hole. I don't really be on TikTok, you know, like that. I mean, I don't be on there. I started being on there more now that I'm doing Adornment Chic stuff. So I started being on there more, but I don't really be on TikTok like that. I've never been a big, huge TikTok fan, but I'm trying to get better. You know, I got time now.
I'll be on there. I'll be finding so much recipes and all kinds of stuff. Listen, I told Rob once we got into the new house that I would cook. And let me tell you, he has held me to that.
Good. Okay? You need to.
I'm becoming a wife. I didn't become a wife until
since we're talking about cooking. I'm going to tell you this. Today, I made, for the first time, this ain't the first time I ever made them, but this is the first time I successfully made them. I made yams successfully.
Really?
That I did not have to mash up and turn into a pie or turn into sweet potato mashed potatoes. Because I always cook them, overcook them, and they're too mushy. I made them this time.
With the glaze and all that?
Everything.
Did you look the recipe up?
They were so perfect. And to put the icing on the cake, because I already was like, oh my God, these are really good. And you know what the artiste said?
He loved
three he's ever had ever.
The top three. You up there with mama and grandma.
Three.
Damn.
I hope I can recreate it.
Yo, there's a lady and a guy on YouTube that I use the recipes for my greens, for my black eyed peas, for just, that man can cook his ass off. I don't know. He's a chunky man. He kind of talks like this. And he's got like that LA kind of talk. So, but he wears the ball cap all the time. Dope. I'll send you his recipe so you can follow him on other stuff. But I know that y'all doing y'all's
beef. I didn't make it from a recipe. I just made it and just was like,
oh, you just winged it.
I did. Because I mean, it's not that I don't know the seasoning part. It's me always overcooking the potatoes. Mm-hmm. Like I always overcook them every single time. I always overcook them.
And but you cooked them on top of the stove, right?
I did.
In the pot. With a little bit of water, just a little bit.
No. I boiled them like regular, but then only for half the time. Mm-hmm. And then I drained them. Mm-hmm. And then I let them sit with the pot, with the top on them. I let them sit. Once they were almost all the way cooked, I let them sit. And I've just put all the ingredients in there with them. And I just left them there for about 15 minutes. They just sat there. Mm-hmm. And then I turned the heat on 2. And I let them cook the rest of the way. And then they were perfect. I was like,
well, I don't eat yams, but I'm glad y'all's turned out good.
Yeah. Well, I don't normally like them because they're so always over. They're like overly sweet. But he was like, they were the right amount of sweetness, like the right amount of cinnamon. It was perfect.
I'm so glad that. Thank you. I'm glad that's the only black thing you've cooked in 20 years.
What are you talking about?
Bitch, I swear. That's the blackest thing you've cooked in 20 years.
Hey, greens, I cook soul food all the time. What are you talking about?
Every time I'm around, I gotta eat like... not like black folks. I don't get no black food when I come to town. I don't get soul food and yams and greens and shit.
I mean, the rest of the meal was salmon. I made salmon with some squash.
Well, so black power. I appreciate you.
I had cut up some. I had also added some sliced bananas that I had sauteed, and I mixed them in with. It was so good, girl. It was so good. Don't worry about it. They were sauteed. They were so good.
What?
It's in the yams.
Bitch, that's just like putting rice in a potato salad. Goodbye. I thought you put some of the black shit.
You can't like it until you tried it. It was good.
I am done. Y'all.
They were caramelized. It was caramelized bananas.
Inside the yams.
Yes, it wasn't a lot. I didn't put a lot in there. I probably put maybe 10 in there.
No, I just gave you a compliment on cooking some soul food. The ancestors are rising, bitch. The ancestors are rolling around, honey. And this bitch didn't put bananas. Yams. Never heard of such a thing, bitch. That is not
caramelized bananas in there. It was so bomb.
I'm not just saying that. I'm not top saying
three.
That.
I don't give a fuck what you said. He said top three. And when I made some shit that ain't right, he'd be like, this ain't it.
Yo, I'm not saying that they weren't good. I'm just saying that you have me thinking that you over there cooking black today. I gave you a compliment on your blackness. That's not what the fuck happened. Banana in the fucking yams. That's the title of this episode.
Caramelized. They were caramelized. It makes a difference.
Bitch, I don't care if they were seasoned with goddamn peach cobbler juice. It don't fucking matter.
Whatever. They were good. I'm taking it. Thank y'all for tuning in and listening to the recipe. If y'all want to know my recipe, I will.
Call her directly at 912. I don't know her phone number by heart. Bitch, email her www.naturallyunbothered@gmail.com The number two. Y'all know the email.
If y'all want my recipe, just let me know. I'll tell y'all what my recipe was.
Hey, y'all want that recipe? Please get on Thursday's chat. Y'all can get this goddamn recipe because don't call my phone about that fucking recipe because I ain't gonna give it to you. I'm not gonna have y'all's family come looking for me. No. Absolutely fucking not. Y'all call this, y'all email this bitch directly.
Whatever. Until next time, y'all. Thank you for joining us. It's been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered.
What the fuck? Bye.